It's been about a year since Hurricane Michael hit the Florida panhandle as a Category 5 storm. It was the strongest storm to strike the U.S. since Hurricane Andrew in 1992. A year later, people are still struggling to get by in the small town of Greenwood. The recovery has slowed because the town's only grocery store caught fire and still hasn't reopened. Robbie Gaffney of member station WFSU reports.
We can start bagging stuff up. I need the meats.
The line to get fresh produce is hours long near the Greenwood Baptist Church.
Can I have somebody for the watermelons?
Volunteers plop watermelons and bags of sweet potatoes into car trunks while others hand out barbecue sandwiches. Something Anita Crawford needs after her house was leveled by Michael. She's waiting in her car at the tail end of the line, which snakes around the church.
I believe we are the forgotten county, Jackson County, especially Greenwood.
Jackson County is small and rural. Fewer than 50,000 people live in the county west of Tallahassee. Christina Jeter is one of many here since the storm who is living with mold, no air conditioning, and a fallen tree in her home.
We didn't even have electricity for months. We lived without running water for I don't even know how long.
Jeter worked as a caregiver for a woman in Greenwood who died after the hurricane, so Jeter has taken up roofing to get by. She says the Greenwood supermarket was integral to the community, and it's been tough not having it.
We don't have a kitchen. So if the deli was here, we could have hot food every day.
Greenwood has no restaurants, no gas stations, and for the past year, no grocery store. The supermarket caught fire after the storm. The owners applied for a loan in January, but the flames burned all their paperwork and it slowed the approval process. The nearest grocery store is in the next town over, about 10 minutes away. But many cars were destroyed or damaged in the hurricane, so Jeter has had to live off the Dollar General, but it doesn't stock fresh produce. That's prompted some neighbors to reach out to food banks. When Jeter can't get donations, she has to walk to the Dollar General.
It's basically if you want anything, want something to drink, you want sugar, you want toilet paper, you want anything, you either walk or beg for a ride. And you can only ask for a ride so many times before it becomes a burden to somebody else.
It's about a 45-minute walk, and the path is treacherous. Cars and trucks zoom by, and there's not much sidewalk. April Garrett's family has made that trek from their home to that store, too. She says it was horrible. A tree fell on her car during the hurricane, and she can't afford to get it fixed. Garrett says her husband has been out of a job because he couldn't make it to work.
He was a non-stop worker. He, even on his sick days, he never not showed up for work. He was always there on time.
She's had help from Missy Harkis, one of the organizers of Greenwood's food giveaways. Harkis says people have survived by relying on their neighbors because, she says, they're the only ones they can count on.
It's hard. It's been very, very hard. You know, trying to support this community just as a volunteer basis alone and without having any help from the government. And it's just us doing it by ourselves, so, you know, making between 30, 40 hours worth of phone calls a week just to get some food in.
And they're going to keep doing it until that grocery store reopens. For NPR News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.